The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Six past the hour and another hour. Are you kidding me? Edition of What's on Your Mind for a Friday, kicking off on 550 KFIRE, 910 AM KCJB, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag for Fargo, Moorhead, and Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, as well as KTGO and Tioga, 1090 radio there for Stanley, Watford City, and Ray, and oh gosh, all the way over to Williston, and you know, get the other way as well, Berthold. So, Burlington, you know, you got a nice reach up there. 1460 KLTC, where you get a later replay of What's on Your Mind every weekday. One programming note, I mentioned this earlier, but for listeners of 9:10 a.m. KCJB in Minot, beginning Monday, there's going to be some programming that is going to replace the live version of What's on Your Mind on 9:10 KCJB with Ag programming, some new programs that'll be exclusive to 910 KCJB. They're also taking an afternoon program they have and moving it up a little bit earlier. And so in these 2 hours, you will not hear What's on Your Mind on KCJB. However, they wanted us to let you know, obviously, where you hear 910 KCJB, you can also hear 550 KFYR. So all of our listeners that tune in via 910 KCJB will still be able to hear us on 550 KFYR. Just wanted to let you know that when you turn your radio on Monday and go, oh, what the heck's going on here? Now you'll know, okay? So a lot of listeners of 910 KCJB, we appreciate all of you, and we want to continue to serve you. And if you listen during the live hours, you'll want to tune in on 550 KFYR beginning on Monday so you can continue to contribute to the program. And in the meantime, stay tuned to KCJB as well for you KCJB listeners, and we'll be serving you in other ways in the future, which we look forward to. Okay, are you kidding me? Edition of the program brought to you in part this hour by MyPillow.com. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour on what a GOP majority in the Senate will mean for us as North Dakotans, for us as Americans. Look forward to that conversation with Senator Hoeven. He'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, who would like to be the lucky winner of a four-pack of Cloverdale bacon this hour?
Me.
And I guess my marching orders are to wait until the end of the hour to select a winner, right? You know, we ended up, because of a good Samaritan calling with a neat story, giving away the bacon a little early last hour. It disappointed a few folks, so we'll try and go a little longer. But if you really just smack us between the eyes, I'm telling you, that bacon can go out the door at any hour. So it's just an incentive to call early and get your Are You Kidding Me contributions in on the program today. A couple that we have not had a chance to get to as of yet. One is the story of a 90-year-old Florida man that has been cited for feeding the homeless down in Florida. And this is in Fort Lauderdale Beach. Now, when I first read this story, I said, like everybody, I think, that reads the story for the first time, when you see it, you say, are you kidding me? I mean, you don't have better things to do, Fort Lauderdale police, than arrest a 90-year-old guy that is feeding people on the beach. Now, in reading the story, there is a little bit more to the story, okay? And I find myself swaying a little bit on this one, and this may cause you to say, are you kidding me? There's an ordinance in this particular community, and the ordinance says you just can't sort of willy-nilly set stuff up and feed the, you know, have a public feeding, of homeless folks, okay? And the mayor is actually defending the ordinance, even though he's gotten a lot of feedback about it, because he's saying the law is meant to help the homeless, not to keep them from eating. And he's saying that Mr. Abbott, that's the 90-year-old fella, has decided he doesn't think these individuals should have to have any interaction with government, that they should be fed in the parks. We disagree. Abbott says there's just not enough adequate government services or food to deal with the homeless, so that's why he's doing what he's doing. He's saying what the city is doing by cutting out feeding is very simple. They're forcing homeless people to go to dumpster diving all over again. They'll steal. That's what the mayor's forcing them to do. And he says he wants to compromise with the city, but he expects to be charged again. I love the city. I live here. It's a beautiful place. I'd like to keep it beautiful, but you can't sweep the homeless under a rug. There's no rug large enough for that. The mayor says this is a public safety issue. It's a public health issue. The experts have all said if you're going to feed them, to get them from breakfast to lunch to dinner, all you're doing is enabling that cycle of homelessness. They don't interact with anyone. They don't receive the aid they need. Who's right in this case? You know, I'm not sure I'd arrest 90-year-old guys. I think I'd deal with it in a different way. But I have to say, I think the city is onto something here. And quite honestly, I think this has a larger point for all of us. We just wrapped up with an election. A lot of people lost the election. I believe the debt, by and large, just believe, you know, you help people, your 90-year-old man is helping them. They're homeless, so feed them. Whereas Republicans, cycle of dependency. Let's get these people access to help, of which there is an inordinate amount. And I happen to believe, by the way, folks like this 90-year-old fella, his heart's in the right place, without question. He's trying to do the right thing. He and others like him, non-government organizations, Salvation Army, all these wonderful organizations out there are going to do light years better. Churches, you know, there's a wonderful organization in the eastern end of the state. It's actually located in Moorhead, Minnesota, but operates with the help of a lot of Fargo, West Fargo churches called Churches United for the Homeless. And they rotate shifts of feeding homeless. I've done it before. It's a wonderful experience. Bring the kids so they learn, you know, you meet some folks, and churches contribute to it. I believe, you know, government shouldn't be the all end all be all because the private sector a lot of times and churches and these organizations, nonprofits are going to do it better. On the other hand, I think in this case, government is saying, hey, we need to get these people help. I think it makes some sense. And I think, again, it goes to the larger argument of what's the best way to help people. Is it just more government programs? Just feed them. Or no, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Let's get them help. So I'm going to side with the police chief on this one. That may have you saying, are you kidding me? But that's okay. Let's get back to the phones. Don, on the road listening on 550 K-Fire, wanted to comment on the Measure 5. Are you kidding me? We were talking about last hour. What's on your mind, Don?
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Well, I had a comment on Measure 5, and, you know, I'm 67 years old. I paid income tax and state income tax for almost 50 years. And when someone brings this forward, and I still owe property tax, and I still pay income tax for the state of North Dakota, you know, that's why I voted no, because when that's zero, then he can bring that initiative back. But before that, I'm going to vote no.
Your point is your tax dollars are already paying for any conservation that is necessary. Take it out of what you're already getting. Don't rob from the taxpayers' treasury.
That's right. I mean, yeah. I'm paying the tax. I know that North Dakota's hit the lottery, but I'm not going to give that money away until I don't owe anymore. I paid my dues.
I hear you, Don. I think that was the sentiment of a lot of voters on Measure 5. And I find it ironic when they talk about this survey they're doing to find out why people voted no and talk about bringing it back again and saying, we want to find a way to fund these programs from the surplus, not from the taxpayers. Don, you're funding the surplus. You realize that with your property tax and income tax payments.
That's right. We all put money into the system. How you want to break it up is just fine. But I don't want to pay out something that I think we've already paid for.
Very good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Chris Stanley, listening on KCJB. What's on your mind?
Yes, so I'm calling about, I recently understand that the Native Americans, the tribe is going to drill their own wells, four of them. They're going to do experimental on four wells because they believe they not get the rights on their royalties. And they're going to do it all 100% on Native American, which means roughnecks will be Native. Roughnecks around truck drivers will be Native, track callers will be Native. Everything will be tribal, own tribal rights. Are you kidding me? The actual well is drilled in 16 days. Average in North Dakota, 16 days. They won't get it done in 30 days. That's
why? Why do you say that?
We get a paycheck and they disappear.
No, I don't think that's the case at Fort Berthold. I mean, you know, you look at the unemployment rate on on Fort Berthold's reservation and compare it to Standing Rock, compare it to, you know, a lot of reservations around the country.
Those guys want to work.
Well, that's what they I mean. I think what Missouri, what that company's going to do is going to attract, you know, Native Americans that want to work and provide a lot of great opportunities.
You're right. You're right. No, you're right. Yeah, understandable.
You know, so, I mean, and if they don't work, they're not going to be there. You know, what I worry about in your statement, Chris, is you're suggesting that somehow, you know, you're just using.
I'm going off past history of living close to the reservation and understanding how their culture is, and trying to employ some of them as just a farmer and rancher ourselves. And
right.
it's disappointing to see how.
No, it is. I understand what you're saying. I mean, there are examples you could cite, a chapter and verse, that would have you being able to back up that statement. I'm saying I think the beauty of what's happening at Fort Berthold is you're seeing, you know, again, energy production happen there right alongside some very sacred, things like Lake Sakakawea and beautiful territory doing it well and employing Native Americans and changing lives. So it can be done. We know that at least. Appreciate the call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture. From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Insane. I mean, how anal retentive is this police department to do something like that to a 90-year-old man who's doing something out of the goodness of his heart? Remember what is said in the Bible about feeding those people less fortunate. Whatever you do for them, you do for me. I guess somehow this got lost in the shuffle.
This just sounds like another bullet-stuffed idea from the Obama administration. But call me and let me know, okay? Because I want to know who this guy is. You can leave a message with me if you want.
All right. Well, hopefully you're still listening. And it was Florida where that happened, Fort Lauderdale Beach, Florida. Tend to agree with you on the logic in arresting a 90-year-old guy, although he's getting arrested to prove a point and a bit of a, you know, professional protester in that regard, but his heart's in the right place. You're absolutely right. Couldn't agree anymore. Also see some logic, though, in the city ordinance. Are you kidding me? Tell me if you agree. Richard in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got two things. One of an Are You Kidding moment. I was listening to The Flag yesterday during the news break. I don't know if it was local, but they were talking to some people, and they're talking to this one girl that said she didn't get to vote. She felt disenfranchised. And she said, I'm glad you conservatives are back in power. I hope your hero, Jeff Jefferson, is happy. And obviously she was talking about Thomas Jefferson, but I guess my thought on it was, I didn't know if that was local or...
Well, we played actually a clip yesterday. It was actually George Jefferson, she said.
Oh, and, George, okay.
Yeah, and my understanding of that is it was some satire piece. Evidently, she's done a bunch of these where she makes fun of some of the arguments out there. So
but the thing is,
I don't know
so many times these things come out that are real. This could easily have been legitimate.
Yep.
I don't doubt
that sentiment's out there among some, no question about it, but that particular one was satire anyway, what you're talking about.
The other question, and I didn't know you had Hogan on at the end of the hour or at the bottom of the hour, and maybe you could ask him too, but I'd like your thoughts. A year ago, Harry Reid pulled the atomic and did the thing with the filibuster. Are they going to keep that rule in place now since Harry Reid changed it to favor the Democrats? Or, because I've been hearing things that, you know, to be nice, they'll put it back to the way it was. You know what I'm talking about? So filibuster
I
rule?
I do, yeah. I will ask him. I think the bigger one is, that I think it's called reconciliation, as I recall. They rammed Obamacare through, even though it had budget impacts, changing a rule so they only needed a simple majority. And I can't remember the term that it was used. I don't think it was the filibuster change that you're talking about. But, you know, that would mean they only need 51 votes to undo, you know, those parts of Obamacare. So we'll definitely ask him that for sure, which I think in that case they ought to use. You know, as far as the filibuster rule, I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're against it when Democrats, you know, have control, should you be against it when Republicans have control? Or do you say, hey, let's play the game the way they play the game? Kind of a tough one.
Right.
I appreciate the call, though. Thanks. John at Cooperstown, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, why I'm calling, they refused to allow me to vote 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, I'm sorry. And I've been trying to get a North Dakota license. My wife and I moved here from Washington State over a year ago. And we went to get our license, and they wouldn't give them to us, saying we had to have a birth certificate. So we came back, went through packing boxes for weeks, finally found my wife, went back. They gave her a license, wouldn't give me one. Yet I have an enhanced license. It's a program that North Dakota never climbed on board with, which is can be used in lieu of a passport to travel to Canada, Mexico by car, rail, or bus. And they refused to accept that as proof as I'm a U.S. citizen, even though the federal government accepts it under federal law as proof of I'm a U.S. citizen. So North Dakota wouldn't give me a license, and we went to vote. They wouldn't let me vote 2 days ago or 3 days. So I think they need to make some changes to this law and bring back that attester. Right now it's only good for people in long-term care facilities. So I tell you, I'm debating whether to file a complaint with the U.S. Justice Department.
Well, what I would do is get your license.
I'm trying, and the state will not recognize what the federal government recognizes.
Okay, but that's a problem with the DMV. That's a problem with the DMV.
Yeah, but you have created a hurdle to people voting. I think we both agree voting is a constitutional right.
Yeah, I do.
What if I told you you had to show me a license with your valid address before you could exercise your freedom of speech?
And it sounds to me like you, you know, got ahead of this, tried to do it as soon as possible, but I don't think that you can point to the problem being at the day of the polls, not allowing you to vote. It's why did it take so long for you to get your license? So there. And by the way, same thing on this this fellow from Bismarck. Kyle Thiel is his name. There's a story in him in the Bismarck Tribune today about this. He's a Bismarck resident, and his address was not entered correctly. His change. He did everything right. Went to have his address changed at DMV, and shows up, and the information was not shared from DMV to Secretary of State. Screw up at the DMV. And so, they told him go to Dickinson, which was on his driver's license. And, he wasn't a resident of Dickinson, but he drove over to Dickinson. And they said, well, you're not a resident here. So he was sent on a wild goose chase. Bad idea. It sounds to me like we need to fix DMV before we blame, the voting situation. In that case, I believe if you had gone to a county auditor before the election and said, look, I'm not going to rely on election day when it's really busy, but here's my situation, they'd let you vote. They'd let you sign an affidavit and vote.
They wouldn't do it at the polling place.
Well, again, because they're instructed not to and because of the change in the law, and that's the law, right? So they're following the law.
Right, but what the law has done is there is going to, like the man in Bismarck explained, problems like that are going to crop up from legitimate voters, and they haven't allowed any out to get around that hurdle.
Again, I think the auditor would have given you the out ahead of time, but I don't know that. I mean, I would continue to get an answer, but my first question would be, why has the DMV not given you the license? Because then that fixes the problem with the voting, but I empathize with you. Steve Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the guy that was feeding the homeless, and I can kind of understand the city ordinance. But rather than making an example out of arresting the guy, how about they take an opportunity to see the homeless that he's feeding and help them get the services they need rather than wait for the homeless to come to the city? Obviously, the city isn't doing something right to attract the homeless to them to get the services. And, we have the government continuously wants to take care of the people, and the people on the left keep telling us to pay taxes because Christ told us to take care of the homeless. Well, he told us to take care of the homeless, not the government. And it's turning into a society where we're going to hand our money to someone and let them do it. And this guy is doing the right thing, and he's doing it himself.
Yeah, I agree with you in this one, Steve. There's definitely more the city can do, right, because something's going on there. I mean, the sentiment is right. Again, here's where I think we go wrong. Just feed him. Just feed him. No, find out what the root cause is, right? I mean, Salvation Army does this. You can't go in there time and time and time again and say, I need money, I need a hotel, I need a place to stay, because what they're going to do is get you into rehab. They're going to recognize that there's a problem with addiction here, and they're going to fix that before you get additional help. I agree with you. Government doesn't do this well. And in this case, okay, why don't you guys once a month work with this 90-year-old fella and go down there and to set up your operation so you can connect with these people and get them help, but at the same time feed them. I mean, there is another way rather than arresting the guy. Completely agree with you there, Steve. Good points.
And,
good common sense.
If the Salvation Army out there, if the Salvation Army feeds them, does the law apply to them too since the city's not involved?
Good question. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Senator John Hovind takes your calls when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Miller says what George Sinner said about losing because of Obama is partially true. I've overheard different conversations of people saying they wouldn't vote for any Democrat because of their disdain for Obama. The other reason he lost is because of not being on your program and not being out campaigning. I never once heard any of them being in my area where I could go listen to them and ask questions. I firmly believe that I can already tell you who will win the next presidential election. It will not be a Democrat. They could have had the absolute best person in the world to be president, that person would not win because of what Obama has done. The voters will say they are not willing to risk putting another Democrat in there. I hope and pray there's a strong third-party candidate, says Mary. All right, appreciate that call. Another emailer says, hey, hunting private land in some units is not always about building relationships. One unit I used to hunt in was extremely difficult. One of the bird hunting guide operations bought up thousands of acres of hunting rights, posted no trespassing, then would take their customers through all the public land first because they had the rest all locked down. Kind of stinky, wouldn't you say? Says Tom in Bismarck. All right. Appreciate your comments on an Are You Kidding Me edition of Friday of the What's On Your Mind program. Still have a family four-pack of Cloverdale bacon for our best caller of the hour, so have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator John Hoeven is here to talk about what now that the Republicans control the United States Senate. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
By the way, if you have questions or comments for the senator, they're certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550. So a couple of days to have things settle in a little bit, and it looks like the numbers continue to get stronger. I know there's some number crunching still going on in Virginia, and you have the Louisiana race yet. So obviously you're going to go there in a very different position. What do you do with it?
Well, the key is that we work on the issues that are important for our country and do everything we can to break the gridlock and get something done, and that's our focus.
What do you want to get done more than anything? What do you think this opportunity now with Harry Reid knocked off the perch will mean?
Scott, there's a number of things. We're going to work very hard to advance legislatively and get to the president's desk, and I hope he demonstrates a willingness to work with us on these issues. But, you know, clearly I'm very focused on energy. And one of the first bills you're going to see out of the blocks is Keystone, which is my bill, and that's good. But there's a lot more that we've, you know, put in place to build the kind of energy plan for this country that we built for the state of North Dakota. And that's a win in so many levels because it's not just about energy. It's about jobs. It's about growing our economy, revenue to address the deficit and the debt without raising taxes, and national security, particularly with what's going on in the Middle East. And it's also about the infrastructure that we need as part of a good energy plan so we don't have the kind of problems we're seeing here in North Dakota where we're backing up grain shipments on the rail. So energy is a big one, but we've got to move a budget, and we're going to pass a budget early on and work to get on top of the, you know, not only balance the budget, but reduce the deficit and the debt. Very important for our, you know, future and the strength of our country. We want to reduce the regulatory burden. I mean, President Obama's been going around Congress unilaterally imposing all this regulation. We're going to work to cut that back. Reform the tax code. Try to put more choice and competition into health care. Obviously, we'll seek to repeal and replace Obamacare. He'll veto that. So we're going to try to do what we can to repeal a medical device tax, repeal the individual mandate, try to implement more choice, you know, and more competition, which just benefits our consumers. Strong support for our military. We have got to step up for our military, particularly with all that's going on in the world today. So those are some of the priorities that we're going to go after just as aggressively as we can.
What did you make of President Obama's comments about the election?
Well, I was disappointed. I mean, I was, you know, if you think back to when that happened, President Clinton came out and said, hey, the era of big government is over. That's what Clinton said. And he went to work with the Republicans. And, you know, as a result, you know, things improved. We got results. Gridlock was broken and important things got done for the country. We got the budget balanced. And that's what we need. And he didn't do that. So I hope there's a continuing push from the public that, hey, look, President Obama, you've got to look at the results of the election. It was a clear indication that people don't want this big federal one size fits all approach. And they want you to work with Congress to get results.
All right, call that came in before the break for you, Senator. Let's roll that.
Hey, Scott, when Senator Hovind comes on, please ask him if he's planning to fix and repair Obamacare or if he's planning to repeal and completely eliminate in every possible way Obamacare. Thank you. Bye.
A lot of talk about Obamacare, and now that you have, the ability to take some of the legislation that's been brought up in the House and get it passed in the Senate, get it voted on in the Senate, you might have a clearer path to fixing some of this mess. Which of the two approaches do you think is going to prevail? Which one do you favor?
Well, we'll pass, repeal, and replace. I mean, we absolutely will pass that, but I expect he'll veto it. And so he'll block us. He's there for 2 years, and so we'll do what we can then to unwind it and put more choice and competition in place. But, yeah, clearly we'll pass repeal and replace. Unfortunately, I think he'll continue to block it. So, you know, we'll do what we can on providing choice, providing competition, repealing the individual mandate and repealing the medical device tax. Those kind of the things we can do, we'll do.
Speaking of that, you know, what part of Obamacare was put in with a simple majority of vote that was not supposed to? Was that reconciliation where they changed the rules and said they only needed 51 votes to do that? Would that mean you only need 51 votes to undo some parts of Obamacare?
No, because it takes 60 votes for a lot of the mandatory aspects of the program. So where we can, you know, we'll, like I say, repeal elements and defund elements where we can do it. But without 60 votes, or ultimately 67 votes, you really can't completely repeal and replace it. And, of course, the president would push, he would veto it. So you'd ultimately have to have the 67, two-thirds to override.
Somebody earlier called and wanted us to ask you about whether or not you would be visiting the filibuster rules now. Obviously, that was a hot debate when the Democrats controlled the Senate. What do Republicans do?
Well, Scott, I really expect we'll go back to what's called regular order. And the reason for that is the way it works is you put these important issues on the floor of the Senate. You put the legislation out there. You have the debate. Everybody gets to offer their amendments. You debate them, and then you vote on them. And that's what Senator Reid's been blocking. And hopefully that process where you have the debate, you have the amendments, then everybody gets their shot. And then at the end of the day, because everybody's had their shot, ultimately, hopefully you foster enough bipartisanship that you can get 60 votes and pass this legislation and put it on the president's desk. And that's historically how the Senate always worked until Senator Reid changed the rules, and he's blocked everything. And, of course, he changed the rules so that President Obama could stack the courts with very liberal appointments, which is not good. You should have bipartisanship in these appointments to get people who are reasonable and conservative and judges who don't make law, but instead are strict constructionalists and uphold the law.
North Dakota Democrats are saying one of the reasons they had such a poor night at the election with election results this week was because of Barack Obama. Do you believe that Barack Obama is the reason the North Dakota Democrats had a poor night?
So, first, I think that Republicans had a good night in North Dakota because we have the right plan for the state. I mean, look at how North Dakota's doing compared to other states. Of course, we have challenges of growth. We have to do more with our roads and infrastructure. And, you know, we know that housing and all these things, and we're hard at work on it. But we've got the right approach. We believe in people, and we believe that, you know, people are responsible and they're capable, and you create that good environment. And then small businesses and people do great things. And that's what's happening in North Dakota. So first and foremost, I think it's a reflection that people believe we're on the right track in North Dakota. And that's why they reelected Republicans. Now, at the same time, I think North Dakotans and the country recognizes that President Obama's got the wrong approach. This idea that a big, overbearing federal government can unilaterally impose a one-size-fits-all approach across the country does not work. And so I think they also were rejecting the approach of the Obama administration. But primarily, it's about what's going on in North Dakota and the direction that our leaders in North Dakota have been taking the state and continue to take it.
Let's go up to Kildare, North Dakota, for Ron and a question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, Senator Hovind, you mentioned that you were going to try to get some more competition into health care. Can you give me a specific on exactly what that means?
Sure. How about allowing insurance companies to compete across state lines? How about having more insurance products out there that you get to choose on rather than only the ones that Obamacare says can be offered and that limit your choice and your ability to get the kind of policy you want? That's a specific.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, but right now I can buy my gasoline across state lines and it really isn't any cheaper in another state. You know, they all have the same cost to put into their product. And I just don't understand how these insurance companies are just going to stand up and really lower their prices. I just can't see it. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just, I'm just saying what I see.
No, that's a legitimate point to bring up and a very legitimate question. But for the most part, you know, your car runs on a few different options for gasoline and you get to pick those, you know, whether you want high test or regular, all that kind of thing. But for the most part, it's a fairly generic product. But insurance is a lot different. The insurance that you may need, for example, may be a lot different than, for example, the kind of insurance that my daughter needs. You know, you maybe don't need maternity coverage anymore. She for darn sure does. You may want a higher deductible. She may want a lower deductible. There are many different aspects of, you know, what you need and what you want in insurance. And so when you limit the ability of companies to offer those options and to compete, you're limiting your choice, both in terms of the options you get and the cost to you. And that's why the market is very important when you talk about health insurance products and your ability to choose what you want.
Can I offer you a suggestion?
Sure, absolutely.
If I had anything to say about it, I would require hospitals to post their prices if they accept federal money. In other words, you don't know what a operation would cost in Billings, Bismarck, or Fargo because maybe it might be a few thousand dollars lower in Billings. We don't know that. And if you required, I'm only asking if they accept federal money. It'd give the consumer more choice.
There you go. I think that's the kind of thing that can help and enable consumers to make informed choices based on what they want. And I think that is important to include in the marketplace for medical services.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Up against the break. Hang tight.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people. People need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I don't have a are you kidding me comment. I just have a comment that my dad loved deer hunting. And the season opener was almost always on his birthday, which is today. I adored my dad, and I miss him. And I just wanted to tell everybody, have a safe hunting season. Bye.
Well, that's great advice and a great story about your dad. And here it's his birthday. So I tell you what, that deer opener provides a lot of great memories for a lot of good folks. How many dads are out there with sons and daughters right now? And grandparents hunting with their grandkids. Gosh, what a neat deal. So be safe out there. Thanks for that reminder. Such a good reminder that we're going to give her the Cloverdale 4-pack of bacon. So a pack of Cloverdale thick cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and Applewood smoked bacon on the way. And Chris, maybe you can call and find out what her dad's his name is and where he was from, and we'll give it a little final shout-out before the end of the hour. All right, our final segment on a Friday edition of the program brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. And, by the way, don't forget to take advantage of that great deal. Todd and I sleep on this pillow. We love it, and you will, too. And they've allowed us to give you a two-for-one deal. So it's 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. This thing's great. Comes with a 10-year warranty. That's how long it's going to last. It will not go flat. So this is pennies a night for great sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back in our remaining minutes here with Senator John Hoeven. We had someone that wanted us to ask you about the Keystone bill. You mentioned all the common sense things. The White House said, I guess, they would consider the Keystone bill. So what do you think of that?
Well, we'll see.
Good sign?
What's that?
Good sign?
Well, it may be. You know, actually, Scott, we'll probably use the Keystone as a bit of a test case and bring it out of the blocks pretty much right off the bat. And there's a couple reasons for that. First, because it's a no-brainer on the merits. I mean, you know, it's energy, it's jobs, it's national security, it's, you know, infrastructure we need. Working with our closest friend and ally, Canada, actually better environmentalism with the pipeline than without it, because you're moving the product by pipeline rather than 1,400 rail cars a day to move it. So just compelling on the merits. But the other thing is the public overwhelmingly supports it. I mean, in the polls, it polls anywhere from 65 to over 70% support. And so we just feel not only is it makes sense for those reasons, but really it creates kind of a test to see if the president's going to be willing to engage with us on common sense legislation that helps meet the challenges that our country faces. And so, you know, we'll see. But if he does veto it, I don't know that we could get enough votes to override the veto, but we could certainly bring it back and attach the measure either to a broader piece of energy legislation or to an appropriations measure that he won't veto. So I think we'll get it either way.
Howard in Southeast North Dakota, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead for Senator Hoeven.
Yeah, I guess my question is, I don't have a question. I just have a warning for Senator Hoeven that the reason that I'm a Republican, but the reason that all these guys are in there is just because we see he's just a little less evil than the alternative, than the common man out here working for a living and woman. We all feel that the senators and congressmen have got their hand in the till with soft corruption, and we know we're just really discouraged with the state of things, and we just want you to be a little more humble about your victory, and remember that you're just the lesser of two bad choices to us, even though we're Republican. We're not pleased, we're not happy, and we just want you to just be a little more humble about it. That's all.
Well, you know, I serve the people. And I respect the will of the people. It's always up to them. I served for 10 years as governor, and I now serve at the Senate, but only when the people say so. And so I hear you. I tell you, I try to be humble and recognize that I'm the people's representatives, and I try to listen to them and do the very best I can on behalf of you and all the people of our great state and this great country. That being said, I do bring a certain belief in how government should work. I believe that government should be less intrusive in your life and should empower you to do the things that you want to do and achieve what you want for you and your family, rather than having a government that tells you what and how to do things. So I do bring that philosophy. But rest assured, I understand what you're saying and that I work for the people. And you know, this is a humbling job. I every single day I get to hear from somebody who, you know, tells me maybe how I should be doing something different or better. And I try to take that to heart and do the best job I can. So your words are very meaningful, and I understand what you're saying. And I'll do my best to be humble and to try to work hard and get results for the people I serve.
Let's quickly get John in Bradley, South Dakota, that sent you a Republican member of Congress, member of the Senate, now two Republicans from South Dakota with the victory of Mike Rounds down there. John, real quick for Senator Hovind.
Yeah, my comment is I believe the House put a bill out to stop the baseline budget. You know, the government's run a hocus-pocus budget forever. It's time it gets rid of the baseline budget.
All right, are those that kind of bill going to have a chance in a new Senate?
We have to find a way to balance our budget, reduce the deficit, reduce the debt. That's a priority, and I mentioned it right at the outset. So appreciate the call.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the calls from everybody. And Senator Hovind, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Have a great weekend, and do be safe out there, folks, okay? Jerome Ritter, Tully, North Dakota, we remember your memory. And your daughter's our bacon winner today. God bless you.
City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.